We are bombarded with all kinds of messaging in media every day. Who's the hottest artist? What's the latest trend in social media? What massive tweet will change the civic or religious landscape? What's the next in thing? Messaging's not so bad if we keep it in perspective. And that's what we're going to do right now, today. Keep life in perspective as we listen intently for God's message so all the others will make sense. Welcome to Message Daily with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Peace and blessings, listening friends. We know that you could have chosen to spend your time doing any one of a number of things, but I'm excited that you have chosen instead to invest some of it with us. This is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Message Daily, where we give you God's Word every single day, and today is no exception. We are continuing in our devotional series titled True and Godly Education with part number 28, under the caption, Restoring the Image of God. Boy, what could that be about? We'll get into that in just a moment, but first, let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new preparation day, this new morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, Father, I'm asking you to open up your word to us. Give us the fullness of understanding. Teach us to serve you in the fullness of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Again, it is a privilege to know and to note that God created humankind in his image. Now, before I get into that, the book Patriarchs and Prophets, page 595, reads thus. The true object of education. The what? The true object of education. Note that there is no qualifier here. Education overall. Education ultimately and generally. The true object of education is to restore the image of God in the soul. Did you get that? The true object of education, the point of education, is to restore the image of God in the soul. And we should be honored by such a quote. But there is a little problem that we need not brush by. It says here, restore the image of God. Well, what happened? Why do we need to be restored into the image of God? You know, the Bible says that we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. And so all of this education should lead us into a right relationship with God. And right relationship with God is a manifestation of his image in our lives. And so the Bible reads, going back to the book of beginnings, Genesis chapter 1, and I will read beginning at verse 26. And the Bible reads, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Did you get that? God said, let us make man in our own image, and then provide them with the power and dominion to rule over planet earth. Verse 27. So God did what? He created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And so we see God intended for us, as Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 7 indicates, God intended for us to be in all of his effulgent brightness, in all of his glory, a manifestation on planet Earth representing his character perfectly in the universe. But something went wrong. But before we get into that, we see that in his image, the Bible says God created man. And here that means humanity, right? Humanity, all that has ever been born, all who has ever been created, all human beings. Those are man or humankind. But then it says that he further broke down the principle of humanity into two principal parts, male and female. See, the male, you know who males are, you know who females are, right? I'm a man, my wife is a woman. Okay, so we come together, but the blessing is that As male or man, I represent the sterner attributes of God's character. And sternness is not bad. It's not evil. It's the reality. Males, men, represent ultimately the sterner attributes of God's character. And women, females, represent the more nurturing characteristics of God. And so when we come together, we manifest the image of God. And of course, this image is a matter of holiness as well, a matter of cooperation and agreement with God as well. Yes, there is a character reality in this concept as well. But the reality, again, is it took male and female, because God set it so, to ultimately represent the fullness of God's character. He's complete in and of himself. But God said it was not good that man, or male in this case, Adam, he should be all one, alone. I am going to give him an helper to complete him. And then, of course, we see those together were a manifestation of the character of God. So this was perfection. It is perfection, but something went very wrong. And of course, God would have given Adam and Eve, by extension, a very clear guidance that of every fruit of the trees of the garden, they may freely eat. But of this one tree, which was in the midst of the garden, they must not eat of it. That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And in the day that thou eatest thereof, God said, thou shalt surely die. And so the devil, coming in disguise as a serpent, a cunning, subtle creature, he comes and he begins to speak to this woman at the tree. She was already there. Eve was already there. She was already inquisitive. And the Bible says that he began to engage her. And he says, yea, hath God said that thou shalt not eat from every tree of the garden? And so he does what? The devil does what? He exaggerates what God would have said. And then Eve jumps headlong into this discussion and she says, well, no, what he said was we can eat, but we can't eat or touch this tree. And in the day that we eat of it, we will surely die. And he said, ye shall. And then he adds one little word. And no matter what language it's in, it's one little word. He said not. God said, thou shalt surely die. He said, thou shalt not surely die. And so the question is, if I'm in the image of God, do I listen to his voice or do I listen to the enemy's voice? And in this case, unfortunately, Eve listened to the enemy's voice. And then she continued to listen and he said, you know, God doth know that in the day that thou eatest thereof, ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And so she began to realize in herself that she was more inquisitive than obedient. She started to listen to the enemy and was deceived. And then she took of the fruit. She ate of it. She did give to her husband, Adam. He did take and eat of it. And then, of course, all of the rest is history. And so the Bible is teaching us here that when we listen to our own thoughts, our own mind, do what is right in our own eyes, all we can do is separate ourselves from God and we shall surely die. But the blessing is the true object of education is to restore the image of God in the soul, for us to cooperate and agree with God. And so through the plan of salvation, God giving us the coat of salvation, the clothing of righteousness, which is coming from Christ, then we can be empowered to do what? Do exactly what God says. No more second guessing. No more doubting. No more replacing God's words with my own thoughts. No more distancing myself spiritually from God. And so what God is giving us is the privilege of being restored into his image. The question is, will you yield? Will I yield? I hope so. Have a wonderful day. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, what God says matters most. His message shared through our lives has the power to change the world today and provide hope for the future. This has been Message Daily with L. David Harris. Until next time, make it a great day.